From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, conversations from Mosaic's February 2012 concert featuring Oceans in Love, Sister Brother, and St. Eloise. Mosaic is a collaborative network of volunteers with a passion for the arts who come together to put on some amazing events in the city of Lancaster. I checked in with the bands before the show and caught up with Mosaic founder Nick Francis to chat about the vision of the organization.
When you bring the most talented, most passionate people together, you get energy, you get ideology, you get dreams just totally coming to life. And that's kind of where we started.
More from Mosaic coming up, but first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Boston's Sarah Blacker is no stranger to the Wood Stove House. In November 2011, she was on the program talking about Come What May, her full-length release from earlier that year. Well, she has a brand new record out called Perfectly Imperfect, which is now available on her website, sarahblacker.com. In conjunction with the release of this new six-song EP, Sarah is launching her own Kickstarter-inspired campaign to raise money to make music videos for each of the songs. So you can pay $7 to get her new music, or kick in a little more and get all kinds of stuff like lyric books, admissions to streaming online concerts, one-on-one Skype music lessons, and much more. Here's Darling from Sarah Blacker on Around the Wood Stove.
Oh my darling, yes my darling, don't stay gone too long, 'cause I can see your eyes from a million miles away, but I don't wanna do this every day. My darling, it's almost 6 a.m. again. We let go of space and time for this place we're in. We could walk a million miles wearing nothing but smiles and skin. So don't stay gone too long.
That was Darling by Sarah Blacker from her new EP, Perfectly Imperfect. Stay tuned for a full interview with Sarah on Around the Wood Stove in the coming months. Speaking of new albums, New York's Barnaby Bright are putting the final touches on a brand new full-length record. Their 2009 release, Wake the Hero, quickly became a Wood Stove House favorite, and their 2011 EP, Gravity, made Amazon's top 100 best albums of the year. You can grab a free download of the song Made Up Of from the new album at masharamusic.com. Check the show notes for a link. Here's a taste of Made Up Of by Barnaby Bright on Around the Wood Stove.
I'm not the girl you think I am. All those records in my room, they belong to him. Soft spot in the bed where you laid your head, but it's cold now, and I drank all your gin. Wasting it's a sin, you'd say without a doubt. And I,
that's a brand new song from New York's Barnaby Bright from their upcoming full-length release. Nathan and Becky performed a Wood Stove House concert back in 2010 and were some of our first guests on Around the Wood Stove. Will they return to the Wood Stove House in 2012? You'll have to wait and see. Hey, New York friends, be sure to check out Stunt Lab from our buddy Jonathan Burns and his pal Mark Hayward. From March 10th to April 1st, these comedians, slash jugglers, slash contortionists, slash yo-yo champions will be at Canal Park Playhouse, 508 Canal Street on Saturdays and Sundays at 1 and 4 bringing the goods in pursuit of the greatest stunt of all time. Between them, they've been on The Late Show with David Letterman, America's Got Talent, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and have performed for audiences all over the world. Learn more at markandjonathan.com. At the Wood Stove House, we've been booking house concerts and planning some other really cool events for 2012. To keep up with what we're doing, subscribe to our newsletter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. You can do all of that from our website at woodstovehouse.com. Mosaic is a collaborative network of innovators, pioneers, entrepreneurs, artists, and activists that exist to empower and unleash human potential and creativity into the city of Lancaster and the world. The group hosts a monthly weekend show utilizing the auditorium at Fulton Elementary, a public Lancaster City school. Over the past year, shows have included music, dance, film, poetry, visual arts, and much more. Mosaic founder and visionary Nick Francis explains it like this.
It's a collaboration, you know, of innovators and pioneers. Have you ever been around passionate people?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you bring the most talented, most passionate people together, you get energy, you get ideology, you get dreams just totally coming to life. And that's kind of where we started. You know, it's actually been in this dream phase for quite a while. And I think tonight is kind of really, you know, really seeing the energy begin to engage. And so it really just began with a conversation with the city of Lancaster saying, what can we do to bring value to Lancaster? You know, if you're a musician or an artist, just kind of entering the industry, I mean, it's not a polite industry.
Right.
You know, it's rather harsh. And we're just kind of thinking, well, how can we unleash people's talents? You know, and so we basically just started with that question, you know, what can we do to bring value? And so we just started inviting, you know, people into the conversation. It's interesting because I don't really think that it was a vision that was birthed out of intentionality. This is where it's going to go and this is what it's going to look like. I think the center of the vision is just literally finding what people are passionate about and letting them do that. You know, it's extraordinarily difficult to find volunteers. Especially
sure.
When, you know, if you're dogmatic as that catalyst or that leader and say, this is what we're going to do. I've learned in my life, you can't really get people to do what they don't want to do. But it's awfully and amazingly simple to get people to do what they love to do or what they're talented to do. And so that's really just kind of what we did. You know, we've seen sound engineers, individuals that have been on tour throughout the country. You know, we have stage managers, producers, you know, professionals in the industry who have just come and said, you know, let me contribute and let me give you my best. You know, and so we've seen that from our graphic design team and, you know, just people jumping in saying, I want to be a part. You know, I want to be a part of making the city a better place.
Over the past year, Mosaic has hosted a variety of regional musicians like Ben Rothermel, Letitia Joy, Indian Summer Jars, Derry Miller, and Joy Ike. The February show brought together three Christian acts representing York, Harrisburg, and Lancaster. St. Eloise opened the February show. This three-piece Lancaster band is led by songwriter Christina Berg, who felt the need to take her music to the next level.
I was just writing songs and playing them on my guitar, mainly piano, and I finally had enough that I don't know what inspired it. I just felt like I should start a band, I guess. And so I saw Derek playing at church one day and didn't know him that well, but I said, do you want to play bass for my band? Because one thing, I'm way into bass. I love
He was lots. Playing bass, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He was playing the piccolo flute, and yeah. I wanted him to play bass. No, he was playing bass. And I love bass, so I was like, first thing, I need a bass player. So he said, yeah, we'll jam. And then about 3 months later, we were still a band, I guess. We played a couple shows.
Yeah, did a couple of coffee shop shows in mm-hmm. that time, I think.
Then I happened to go to a campfire that I wasn't going to go to, and I met Mason Hunt, who was a drummer. And he listened to my songs. I had never heard him drum, and he loved the music. And I said, well, join our band. And so he joined the band, and then that was it. And it's never changed since then, except now Mason's on tour, so we have a fill-in drummer.
St. Eloise is working on their first record, an EP with producer Tony Geyer.
It's currently four songs with a bonus track with an interview, and we've been working on it for a while. It's nearly to completion. And when it is, we will throw the biggest release party for an EP that's ever been done.
How much of the final outcome of these songs is formed or shaped by Tony's work versus what you're bringing to the table?
I would say it's like 20% him and 80% the
okay.
band. Because I hear all these sounds in my head and I can't always articulate, I need you to press this button to make this sound. And he's creative, so he'll just start messing around with sounds and stuff. So I was very happy when he would just say, what do you think of this? And all that stuff. But one of the songs like I had in my head, it needed a choir. And another song I said, this needs brass. So he was able to record the brass players, and some friends came in, and I got a little mini choir. So, and he was able to mix it perfect so that it sounded bigger than
life.
So that was cool.
Here's a sneak preview of the upcoming EP by St. Eloise. This is Moss and Canyon on Around the Wood Stove.
We were always found at the pinnacle, lying between moss and canyon, safe from harm, safe from the world, looking out.
Mosaic has been producing Sunday evening shows in a beautiful auditorium at Fulton Elementary School in Lancaster.
It's a wonderful use of this space, right, that would be otherwise vacant. Well, what was behind that? How did you come up with that idea to, well, let's, instead of buying a building and converting it into a theater space or whatever, let's just use this auditorium that's here?
First off, finding the space was awfully difficult. I mean, you're talking about a diamond in the rough. I mean, still, after a year, people coming in, no one had any idea that this theater space was here, this ornate, you know, the same feel as the Fulton Opera Theater.
Yeah.
You know, and so it really began, you know, we had this big dream. We knew that we needed the people, but we didn't have a space. You know, and basically one of my passions, and I think that catalytic relational aspect of me comes out, just connecting with people. I ended up getting a phone call from someone that was connected to the principal here, who simply invited us in.
Wow.
You know, they just kind of said, hey, you know, like you were saying, we have this space. We've kind of caught wind of what it is that you're doing, what you're looking to do. And so they actually called us. They invited us in and partnered with us. And as soon as we saw it, of course, we were just like,
wow.
You know, this is an untapped space, you know, and so we're excited to be able to bring in so many people to actually use it and maximize it.
You can now hear Around the Wood Stove while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your iPad or smartphone. Download Stitcher for free from your app store, then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Wood Stove, all one word. You'll be automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of this show will be waiting for you in your favorites, and you'll get access to thousands of other shows available on demand with no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter the promo code WOODSTOVE when you register your app. Harrisburg's Sister Brother took the Fulton stage second at the February concert. This six-piece band is led by the core duo of Nathan Hurst and his sister-in-law, Susanna Esparma. Their self-titled debut album, co-produced by Nathan and Brandon Hampton, is filled with rich pop music drenched in layers of ambient sounds and soundscapes. Much of the record's sound was formed in Nathan's attic recording studio in Harrisburg.
We did do some rehearsals with some of the guys that we play with, just to come up with some preliminary ideas and sort of figure out arrangements and things like that. But a lot of the textures and the sounds did come from just spending hours and hours in the studio experimenting. A lot of the sounds are very experimental in the way that we got them.
Give me an example of something that...
I have a good one.
Yeah.
On Jealous God, there's a kind of like a percussion sound, mm-hmm. and it was from dropping a microphone on the desk. And I was like, oh, we should sample that and see if it sounds good if we repeat it.
That's cool.
That was really fun.
Did you grab it when it happened and sample it, or did you hear it and go, oh, let's try that again?
Yeah, I think we tried it again, unless it was recorded.
To get just the right mic bouncing off the table. Did you track the record mostly yourself, or did you have other musicians?
No, I didn't do any drum tracks.
Okay.
I had two different drummers play on the album, and we had the producer played a lot of the electrics as well. He did some of the bass tracks. It seemed like, it felt like it was really just four of us that did it all.
We set our affections on things above. We fix our attention on the face of love. We lay our offenses at the feet of Christ.
Have you had to really work at making these songs come alive the way you want with your band? Because there's these layers, these thick layers. And do you feel that the songs get compromised in any way when you have to reproduce them live?
I don't think so. I mean, there's obviously, like, the ideal situation would be to have a 10-member band to be able to pull it all off. But I think that we do a pretty good job. There are some things that are missed, you know, that aren't live, that are on the record. There's some songs where we actually will run some additional tracks just to supplement on certain sections, and that helps kind of carry, you know, for example, there's a lot of reversing that we did on the record where we take a sound and literally reverse it to create some sort of ambience or like percussive layer. Which, you know, we'll run something like that as a backing track.
Yeah.
Because you can't reproduce that live otherwise.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, there's pedals out there and things you can do to, like, play something in reverse, but it would be completely ridiculous to try to pull that off.
Can you give me a few sentences about why you do what you do? Why do you make music?
I feel like it's something I've always been created to do. I never thought about it as like, all right, I'm a singer, this is who I am. I never really thought about it so much as I just did it. And now it's almost like a way of life, a way of breathing. I know a lot of artists say that's the way they breathe, they live, by creating. But I feel like even what I learn in life, how I feel about, or just my beliefs, come out so much better in sound and in music. So much easier to sing than to talk sometimes.
You could sing me why you like to play. Nathan, how about you?
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's almost something that I have to do.
Yeah.
I can't get away from it. It's not even a choice. Like, oh, I need to do music today because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. It's, you know, because I'm surrounded by it every day. It is my life. I feel like that's what I was created to do, and I'm doing it. You know, I feel like I'm living my dream, and it's really great to say that. Not many people can say that.
No.
That they're like that they're fulfilled and that they're doing what they love and able to support a family as a result.
And it's interesting how music can transcend cultural differences, or I don't know, ethnicity, anything. I feel like music can reach our hearts like nothing else can. It's nice and interesting to be a part of something so much bigger than ourselves.
Nathan has been having great success at the Attic Recording Studio in Harrisburg.
Ever since day one, I've never had a slow time. I've always had more than enough work, but I haven't always been able to charge what I want to charge. Yeah. There's some projects where I had to, you know, charge half price to get it. So then it's not really, it wasn't enough to, yeah, like, to survive for an entire month or two. But sure, yeah, it was a big risk, and I was scared to death, you know, because I didn't have any sort of backup plan if, yeah, that didn't work out. It's like, I just built the studio and quit my job. So if this doesn't work out, I'm going to have to go find some random thing to supplement. And
right,
not that I'm worried about my pride or reputation. It just, I just didn't know what I would do.
The Attic Recording Studio was also the place where Oceans in Love recorded their latest full-length album, La La La.
Cigarettes and camouflage, you never wanted them to know the truth. So hide your tears and dry your eyes, no one wants to see.
Matt Ferguson and Tyler Hornberger, both guitarists in the band, joined me to talk about the making of the album.
Yeah, it was everything like I wanted in a recording studio, really. It was awesome for me. It was a minute from my work. I just hopped right over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best, one of the best recording studios I've been in,
yeah,
definitely. The first EP was recorded in Nashville. It was like a, kind of a cool feel because we were in that musical city, mm-hmm, but yeah, it was great.
How much of the shape of the record was the result of Nathan's work versus what you guys brought as a band?
There was
pretty,
yeah, there were a couple songs, like we had gone in there with like a couple really worship centered songs, and if you know anything about Nathan and Sister Brother, like, I mean, they are really awesome at writing worship music, and so like I feel like he really put in a lot of his, like, his production really came through on those songs a lot. But I mean, his production team, like the two other guys that were there, were Ben Shea and Steve,
yes,
who's actually a guitarist for Sister Brother.
Okay.
And those guys really put in some really awesome insights, like helped us out with some guitar and bass parts.
A lot of good melodies.
A lot of awesome melodies.
Vocals they can all sing.
Like the whole production team there at Attic Studios, they're just phenomenal guys. They're really easy to work with. They're really genuinely nice guys, and I mean, you feel comfortable in the studio, and you're able to just go in there and just put out your thoughts and not feel like you're gonna get like made fun of for like a stupid, sure, idea, even if it was one.
In between, nothing's in between, and my dreams were never how they seemed. Nothing's in between.
How did the making of that record shape the band live afterwards?
Well, for me, it was my first record that I was on with them. I had pretty much come in like right after the La 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 EP came out, basically, like a few months after that. Mm-hmm. And they lost a couple guitar players, and they needed, you know...
couple.
Lineups are just like crazy.
I was a bass player.
And now he's playing keyboards and guitar.
Then, yeah, moved to keys and guitar.
Right.
Yeah.
And I came in and kind of took over the... I do mostly leads, but we kind of handed off back and forth. We just found it was the best way for writing. Like, we both just do a good job. Work together really well, I feel like. But, yeah, I mean, for me personally, it was really awesome because for the first time ever, I was playing lines and singing melodies that I actually wrote. So I wasn't trying to mimic somebody else's parts or trying to put my own twist on somebody else's parts. It was just... you know, me being able to play something that I wrote, which I know it sounds kind of like almost like selfish, but you can play those parts with more passion then because like it actually came from within you and like you're not just trying to like copycat somebody else that wrote something 2 years before you were, you know, in existence in that band. But I mean, it was the first time that lineup had recorded together ever. Mm. So it really, I feel like just being in the studio with each other, like, and then being able to play those songs live, I noticed a difference. For the better.
Could you guys give me in a word, or a couple of sentences, why does Oceans in Love exist? Why is it you guys do what you do?
We like to be together and create music, you know? It's just, I like not having anything and then creating something.
Yeah.
There's just an art to it, you know?
It's an awesome way for us to, like, to use the gifts that God's blessed us with in our lives to really like bring glory to God, and the exciting thing is that we don't necessarily market towards just the Christian music industry. Like we market out into the secular world as well, so it's really cool to be able, like, it's a cool challenge because like we write songs or try to write songs that can be interpreted by both ends of the spectrum, and like it's just a really, really, it's a cool thing when like you see like a bunch of people at a bar like connecting with a song, and then we go and play something at a church and they connect with it in a whole new way, but still the same connection is there. And it, like, you know, that for me is like what really kind of like ignites my flame a little bit.
Be here as I go to sleep tonight, too tired to fight.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. We've been talking with the artists from Mosaic's February 2012 concert and Mosaic visionary Nick Francis. I've seen shows where you've had music on stage, and you have artists perform, producing art, painting off stage. You've had dance. You've got full production, light shows, and full production sound. Where do the ideas for these shows come from? Who develops a concept of, hey, let's get a band and let's get some dance and let's bring in some artists? How does that generate?
That whole idea actually came out of the desire to bring value. We have real simple goals. One is we want our performers to experience a new level of value. How do we help augment their passion, their talent? And, you know, a step above your local coffee shops, your local bars? How do we bring people to a main stage platform that helps catalyze their vision with their own talent? And basically becomes a production around showcasing them. You know, we look at the schedule, we look to book these shows, and then we actually, and I've been filling this role even though I'm getting ready to hand it over, but as filling the producer role, I would actually sit down and just interview the bands. You know, we'd sit over around, you know, Chestnut Hill or Square One, you know, and just have a conversation, and I would just get to know them. And then slowly we would find out the right relationships, the right talents, whether it be dance, short film, poetry, whatever that is, and begin to actually implement those into one common thread that showcases and highlights the whole spectrum of talent.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that and being part of Around the Wood Stove.
Jason, I really appreciate you, man. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. Don't miss the amazing shows that Mosaic presents each month. Coming up during the first half of 2012 are a dance performance choreographed by Missy Clayton, concerts by St. Narcissus, Mark DeRose, The Stray Birds, Hoots and Hellmouth, Ben Roth, and Like Wild. You can find out more at mosaicpresents.com or link up from our website, woodstovehouse.com. Check out the show notes for this episode to link up with Oceans in Love, Sister Brother, and St. Eloise. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. We would love to hear from you and your friends. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, with help from our good friend, Mr. Jordan Rast. Find us online at woodstovehouse.com.